a scenario that's
okay. Good evening.
Particularly,
good to see everybody. Parshas Vayigash. After Yosef reveals himself to the brothers, Ani Yosef, there's a great simcha. There's a great energy in Mitzrayim. They're very excited. The Mefarshim explain. Who was this person of mysterious background? Who was he ruling our country? He comes from a very prestigious family in Canaan, very noble family. There's a great joy. This mysterious leader has a lineage, has a background that's worthy and noble. So Paro says, bring him back. Bring back the troops. And takes it to source number one. Vayomer Paro Yosef, Emor Lechecha, tell your brothers, Zotasu, do this. Tanu b'irchem, load up the animals. Ulechu bo ar to Canaan. Go back to Canaan. Yurchet. Ukechu et avichem et batechem. Take your father in the houses. Uvo elai. Come to me. Then now lechem et tuveret mitzrayim. Veichu et chelav aretz. I'll give you the best of the land. I'll give you the fat of the land. Bring back the tribe. Yutet. Vatatu veta. You're commanded, Yosef. Zotasu. Do this. Kechu lechem eret mitzrayim agalo. Take from eret mitzrayim wagons. Letapchem for your children. Uvaneshechem and your wives. Unesatem et avichem uvatem. Transport your father, come back. The Ramban picks up on that word. Why did Paro have to command Yosef to take the wagons from the royal treasury? Allow him to do it. You could go ahead, take the wagons, transport back. It was a royal command. Said the Ramban so beautifully, source 2. Batatu veita zotasu. Amara devar bitzavalo. He said it in the form of a command. Midaito Musar Yosef. Paro knew the integrity of Yosef. Ki enenu shaleach yad b'hon ha-melech. Yosef would never dare place his hand in the king's treasure. He would never touch it. V'lo yadaito numa, stylistic language. Paro knew of nothing that Yosef had ever taken for himself. He would never touch the royal treasury, Yosef. Wouldn't lay a pinky on it. Aken chashav Paro, ulai lo yiratza l'shloach l'aviv davar. What's going to happen? Yosef's going to think, I don't want to send my father anything. I'm not going to send anything back that way. Paro says, I'm commanding you. You have no choice. Sheta says, oh, you must do this, no matter what you think. What a powerful Ramban. Yosef was a man of such integrity, such morals. He had to be commanded by Paro to touch the wagons, to bring back the troops. Such yashrus, such integrity. I want to add, think about how powerful this is. Who are we talking about? Yosef. He saved Mitzrayim. He saved them from annihilation, from decimation. What should he have said? I'm entitled to everything. I can touch whatever I want. I can take everything. I saved you and I saved the whole surrounding countries. But no, such honesty to the T that he had to be commanded to touch the royal treasury. This serves as an incredible role model for all of us. In yashrus, in honesty, no matter what the situation is, to have the highest levels of ethics and moralities. And who did he learn this from? He learned this, of course, from his great father, Yaakov Avinu. Welcome. Dad. We go to the Rambam, source number 3. The Baal Bais is commanded, on source number 3, the Baal Bais is commanded never to take money from the worker and not to hold back any payments. The worker is also commanded never to steal the work that's due to the employer. And to slack off a little here, a little there. And have the whole day in trickery, in a deceiving way. The person working can't deceive the employer. Slack off, take an ESPN break, take a little break here, a little break there. No. He has to be so careful for the time. Chazal made a rule that if you're working for an employer, you're on the clock, and you have to bench, you don't even say the fourth bracha. There's birkas hamazon. That's how careful Chazal were. The preciousness of time, to be honest. We don't say birkas hamazon, the fourth bracha, because we need to be considerate of our employer's time. Incredible. We have to work with all our heart and soul because Yaakov at Tzadik Amar, Ki b'kol kolchi avadati et avichem. With all my heart, I served your father. And he was even rewarded in this world. Rav Baruch Simon writes in Imre Baruch, what do we see from this Rambam? What's Yaakov called? Yaakov Atzadik, the righteous one. Specifically, when they're talking about working and with an employer and working with love, and he's called Atzadik because he's makbid about time. How do we become righteous in this world? Well, we're honest. We're honest with our employer. We work with the highest levels of integrity in the Asherus. That's what's earned us this accolade. That's what's earned us the title of a tzaddik. Sitkus is defined by our Yashrus in the workplace. And of course, this idea of being Yashur is a lifelong challenge. It's a lifelong avoda. There's always opportunities to chas v'shalom cut corners. Always opportunities to take an easy way out, a fast track. But who's looking? Maybe this, maybe that. Always ways to justify. What does Gemara Shabbos tell us? Source 4: Amar Rava, b'shash machnisim adam ladin omrim lo. When we go up to our heavenly judgment, what's the first question we're asked? Nasata v'natata b'emuna. Were you honest in your business affairs? The very first question Avinu Shebashamayim is going to ask us, were you honest? It's a defining question. It's a terrifying question that hopefully we'll be able to answer the affirmative Amei v'Eshrim. Nasata v'natata b'emuna. That precedes Kavod Te'itim L'Torah. The first question, were you honest? Hashem's looking. And we always have to live up to the ideals of Yosef, to the ideals of Yaakov. That's our Mesorah, to be a Nasata v'Natata b'Emuna, with honesty, with integrity. That's on the individual level. But Yashrus, and being honest, says the Smag in source number 5, could also bring about Geula, redemption. A very powerful Smag, a Mitzvah Saseh, discussing Asheva Saveda, returning a lost item. So, so powerful. Kvar Darashi L'Golis Yerushalayim Ashir B'Sfarad. I told the exiles of Yerushalayim that are in Sfarad, Ulashar Galios Edom, to the rest of the Galios Edom, which we find ourselves in today. Ki Ata Sharicha Galios Yoter Midai. We're in Galos too long. The exile is taking too long. It's exhausting. It won't end. What do we do? I want an end to the Galos. We're all sitting here. When's it going to end, says the Smag, one of our great giants. Yesh L'Sirel, when will it happen? L'Havdil Mehavlei Olam. We have to separate ourselves from the vanities of the world. We have to grasp onto the signature of Hashem, which is what? Truth. That's going to bring Geula. That's going to bring redemption. You want the Golus to come to an end? It's been enough? How matai? How much longer? When we hold on to Emes, to truth. V'shalol v'shakir lo Yisrael, lo goyim. We don't lie to the Jews and the non-Jews. V'lo lahatotam shum inyan. We don't deceive anybody in any way. And to sanctify ourselves even with that which is permissible. Quotes the Pasuk. How is Geula going to come, which we yearn for? We daven 3 times a day, says the Halig Smag, when we're Yashur, when we Emes, when we take Hashem's signature of truth, when we apply it, when we internalize it, when we focus on it. That's when the Geula is going to come. Wow. That's an incredible, incredible Smag. And when Hashem emirs, Hashem is going to come and save us. Yomru agoyim bedinasa. The nations will say, this is just. This is correct. Kiim anshe emes v'torah emes b'fiem. They're truthful people, and the Torah of truth is in their mouths. When the Geula is going to come, the nations of the world will say, look at these truthful people. Look at these people that the descendants of Yaakov and Yosef. Look at them. And they'll say, this is just. This is right. They're the role models. They're the olagoyim. And we'll know this was the appropriate redemption that Hashem did for us when we take the meat of Emes. But he gives us a warning, in general, even before the Geula comes. Aval Let's say Chas V'Shalom, in our daily workings, in our daily affairs, we behave with Beramos, with trickery. What's going to happen? Yomru, Ra'u Masa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebachar L'Chalko G'navim V'Ramayim. What did Hashem do? He chose for His portion thieves and crooks. And unfortunately, we see this sometimes today. Unfortunately, we see this sometimes today, this Smag, very prophetic. When we don't act properly, the nations of the world say, this is the chosen nation, the people of the book, this is how they act. A nation that's supposed to live with honesty and integrity. that's asked Nasata v'natata v'emuna when they come to Shemayim. This is the chosen people, and it's a massive, massive chilul Hashem, a massive disgrace. Smag's teaching us the secret to Geula, the secret to be redeemed, that which we all yearn for so deeply, to hold on to that piece of emes, the signature of emes, and then emir to Shem that will bring the Geula, a lifelong dream for everybody. I want to shift now to a different section, a different component of emes. That was emes in the workforce, being a yasha person. Now I want to work on emes in our lives, emes in a spiritual sense, being real with ourselves when we evaluate ourselves, when we think about our daily lives. Takes us back to the beginning of the parasha, the epic battle between Yehuda and Yosef. Yosef at this time is disguising himself as a cruel tyrant, unwavering. He's now going to enslave Binyamin, and Yehuda goes to work. Vaygash elav Yehuda. This is what forges him as the leader, the melech, and goes to war. An epic battle, backwards and forwards. And he pleads with this tyrant, let my brother free. Let my brother free. He was falsely accused, as we know, the goblet in his bag. He's pleading with this tyrant, let him free. And what's the thrust of his argument? Source 6, Viata. If we come to your servant, my father, Vanari Nenu, and this young person is not with us, Binyamin, Vinafsho Kshur Vinafsho, their souls are intertwined. Lamed Aleph, Vayakiro Toki Ena Nar, and he's going to see the Nar is not there. What's going to happen? Vamate. He's going to die. He's going to die. The thrust of Yehuda's argument to this evil tyrant is, my father, he's old, he's frail. Help us, please help us. Because of what's going to happen, he's so wound up, he's intertwined with his son, and if I don't bring him home, my father's going to die. That's going to bring about his demise. You can't do this. Have mercy, my father, my father, my father. Yosef's heard enough, and he finally reveals himself. Source 7. Vayomer Yosef el achav, ani Yosef, ha'or avichai. I'm Yosef. Is my father still alive? V'lo yachlu echav lanosoto. His brothers couldn't respond. Ki nivalu mipanav. They were just so discontorted. They were all over the place. They couldn't respond. Flabbergasted. He finally reveals himself with these famous words. I'm Yosef. Is my father still alive? And the brothers were speechless. Comes the famous Medrash, source number 8. Commenting on this revelation of Yosef. Abba Koyim Bardala Amar. Woe to us the day of judgment. Woe to us the day of rebuke. Yosef Ketanan Shel Shvatim Haya. Yosef was the smallest of the tribes. And the brothers couldn't respond to his tochacha. As it says, the brothers couldn't respond to him. They were so flabbergasted. What's going to happen? When Hashem comes and rebukes every single one of us for what we are, Hashem is going to rebuke us. How much more so will we not be able to respond? The Medrash is saying so beautifully. Woe to us one day, this day of judgment. Yosef was the little guy, and his words silenced his brothers. They were speechless. When Hashem's going to come to us in our heavenly judgment one day, each of us for who we are, how much more so will we be speechless? How much more so will we have nothing to say? Ad Kan, the Medrash. Now, there are many questions on this Medrash. Many questions. First and foremost, what did Yosef say? Ani Yosef. I'm Yosef? My father's still alive? Where's the Musar? Where's the fire and brimstone? And as the Pesukim continue, he seems to be calming them down, appeasing them. Don't worry. Hashem wanted this. You were just a divine agent. Where's the Musar? And as Rav Eitan asked me today, this week, Rav Sus said, why is he asking? Ha'ud Avichai, is my father still alive? We know he's alive. That was the whole point. Yehuda said it 100 times. My father's still alive. And what's going to happen? I'm going to bring back the news that Binyamin's not here. He'll die. We know he's alive. So what is Yosef asking? And lastly, what does this Musr of Yosef, alleged Musr of Yosef, have to do with us? What does it have to do with our divine judgment one day? With our heavenly account, rendezvous with the Ribbono Shalom one day? And what's with this language, Lefi Mashehu, according to what each person is? This Medrash seems very powerful. But what is it teaching us? What is going on? And the Halakha Beis Halevi, Source 9, Rav Soloveitchik answers so powerfully, a real landmark, a real collector's item. He explains what's the Musr of Yosef. It wasn't an innocent Ani Yosef. It wasn't so friendly. It was a biting rebuke. Udvarim elu nitman beremesh ele gedola. With these things were hidden a very, very big question. Lahem. Vigam stira kol tanosav shel Yehuda. It was also shown to be a contradiction with all the claims of Yehuda. To kol tanosav shel Yehuda haya mitzaro shel Yaakov. The whole claim of Yehuda was, what's going to happen to the pain of Yaakov? Sheyigrom lo b'lkichaso et Binyamin. That's going to be caused to him inevitably by taking Binyamin. That was his whole claim. My father, my father. V'im came, harekasha lehem. Uh-oh, says Yosef. That's a little contradictory. That's a little difficult. Madu lo chashashu heim letzaro shel aviyim emachra leYosef. Why were you not concerned of the pain of your father when he sold Yosef? Says the Beis Halevi so beautifully. This is so precious. Yehuda said, my father, don't do it to him. How could you do it? It's going to kill him. Have mercy, my dad. He's old. He's frail. He's not going to see Binyamin. He's going to collapse. It's over. Please, I beg you, my dad, my dad. What does Yosef say in two words? Ani Yosef. I'm Yosef. You care about your father? Remember me? I'm Yosef. Where was your care 20 plus years ago when you sold me into slavery? Where was your care when you concocted this whole lie that I was eaten by a wild animal and you caused him untold misery, pain, and anguish? You care about your father? I'm Yosef. I'm Yosef. He held a mirror to his face, and that's why the brothers were speechless. It was a sharp rebuke. Their own words were used against them. My father, my father. No, 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 no. Remember me? I'm the guy. I'm Yosef. You caused him pain and suffering. Where was your care back then? And now Rav Suss, you waited all week for this. I said, come Thursday night, and he came. Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive? It's a rhetorical question. Is it possible for him to still be alive? How is it possible for him to still be alive? The torture that you put him through. Is it possible for him to be alive? He knew he was alive, but he's asking rhetorically, is it even possible? You caused him torture and misery. He thought his son was bit and torn into pieces. He thought he was dead. How is he alive? Is it possible? Is it even conceivable? The pain and torment you put him through? Ha'od Avichai is again a sharp, biting, rhetorical question that again left the brothers speechless, nothing to respond. And our last question, what does this have to do with us? Says the Beis Halevi. Again, very powerful. What's going to happen one day? A lot of times, unfortunately, in our lives, we make claims, we make excuses, make rationalizations. I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. Hashem's going to come and show each person to what he is. For example, says the Beis Halevi, a person might say, I can't give to tzedakah. I don't have the funds. I work hard. It's my money. I couldn't give tzedakah. I had to keep it to myself. Life was too tough. Life was too challenging. What's Hashem going to do? According to personal Levi Mashu, you didn't have money for tzedakah, but you had money for everything else. You had money for a chas v'shalom. Sometimes maybe things were inappropriate. You had money to fulfill all of your tithes and desires. You had money for many, many other things. Sometimes we can claim, I don't have time for Torah. I don't have time for learning. There's no time. There's nothing I could do. I don't have time for learning. Hashem could say to us, you have time for a lot of other things. Maybe chas v'shalom inappropriate things, and you have much, 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 much time to do everything else under the sun. As I heard from Ravelli, some Reishit alumni here, I heard these words 14 years ago and they seared my heart. Till this day, There are no rationalizations in the heavenly court. There are no rationalizations. Many times we come up with excuses that seem very good at the moment. When we come to the world of Emes, Hashem will say, you had the money. You had the time. That was just Chas V'Shalom, an excuse. It was a rationalization. And these are the words of the Beis HaLevi, seared into our hearts. We have to live a life of truth to make sure we're not having contradictory words, contradictory claims. To be real, a life of reflection, a life of introspection. Am I being consistent? Because Chas V'Shalom, the claims I make one day could be used against me. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Lefi Mashu, according to what he is. The powerful, powerful words of the Beis HaLevi. And once the brothers heard this, Ani Yosef, they were silenced. Nothing to say. Because when truth hits you, it hits hard. And there's no running away. So just a quick recap. Again, we learned from the Halakha Yosef at Tzadik, Paro had to command him to use from the royal treasury. Unbelievable. He saved Mitzrayim. He saved the world. He could have said so well, I'm entitled to everything. I saved the world. Only a royal command allowed him to take from the royal treasury. Think about us today. Sometimes we feel entitled. We take certain liberties, certain things we take to learn from the model of Yosef. A command by Paro was the only way he would touch the royal treasury. Nobody was more entitled than Yosef at Tzadik. A Musar Haskil for every one of us. And as the Rambam says, for Hilchos Sechirus, when we're in the workforce, we have to be honest and yosher. What's the role model? Yaakov what? Hatzadik, says Rav Simon. What makes a person a tzadik? What gives us the accolade of Sidkus? Yaakov Hatzadik, when you're yosher in the workplace. That gives you the defining title of Yashus. That gives you the accolade. And a lifelong journey of Nasata V'Natata B'Emunah, the first question asked in Shemayim, preceding Kovei Itzim HaTorah, were you honest in business? And to remember the Smag, we want Ge'ula. We want Ge'ula. We want to be redeemed, says the Smag so beautifully. It's been too long. Sharicha Golas Yotir Midai. The Golas is too long. What's the answer? La'echoz B'chol Mol Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Emes. Hold on to the sign, to the signature of Hashem, that's Emes. Then the Geula will come. The Geula will come, says the Smag, when we're Emistic, Erlich Yidin. And Chas V'Shalom, says the Smag, on our day-to-day, when we act inappropriately, the non-Jews will say, this is the chosen nation, a bunch of crooks and thieves. Chas V'Shalom, we should ever have that claim lodged against us. To bring the Geula, says the Smag, will require Yashrus, will require Emunah in the highest sense. And as we just mentioned, Emunah with ourselves, being real with ourselves, being emistic with ourselves, to look ourselves in the mirror and say, the claims I'm making, are they going to hold up in Shemayim? The claims I'm making, do they contradict themselves? And Emirat Hashem, we hold on to the signature of Hashem and follow the role model of Yosef HaTzadik and Yaakov HaTzadik and try our best, Siyata Deshmaya, to lead a life of Emes V'Yashrus. Yashkoch. Thank you.